This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The documentary movie is being filmed in a remote part of the western U.S. Who is feeding the hundreds of cast members and extras in this wilderness? Would you believe a Kansas couple with a specially built chuck wagon and grill? It's today's Kansas Profile. Don and Sharon Meyer are the owners of this remarkable chuck wagon with its built-in gas grill. Don Meyer has always been a skilled handyman and mechanic. He was born in a house that his great-grandfather built in 1909. The house is at Carlton, south of Abilene. Meyer grew up helping his father on the farm and then worked in construction, building grain elevators. He now helps his son run the family feed yard. In the mid-1980s, my dad had a party out at the farm, Meyer said. People came with their own barbecue cookers, and I thought there ought to be a safer way to do that, he said. I like to build stuff, Meyer said. He thought about how to design a portable cooking wagon of his own in the shape of an old-time western chuck wagon. The cafe and nearby gypsum was closing, so Don bought the stove and saved the grill. He knew a guy who had an old wagon running gear and got some 120-year-old boards from what had been a horse barn near Pratt. Meyer constructed a metal frame to hold the gas grill and then used the antique wood to build what looked like a chuck wagon mounted on the old running gear. The result was a chuck wagon with a portable gas-powered grill inside. I tried to keep it looking authentic, Meyer said. The propane fuel tank, for example, is inside what looks like an old wooden barrel. He started taking it to events and cooking for various groups. I enjoy cooking and serving, but the setting up is really relaxing for me, Don said. One year he was asked to do the annual burger fry for the county 4-H program. We usually get about 50 people, he was told. 2 weeks before the event, he got another call. There are 200 people coming. Meyer went out and found another running gear and built a larger wagon. Together, the wagons had enough capacity to prepare food for the entire group. For a time, Meyer operated a weekend restaurant in Colorado. He also took his wagon out for special events. He met and married Sharon, and eventually they moved back to his hometown of Carlton, where they live today. I like to barbecue, Meyer said. I started out doing burgers, but now we've cooked everything, he said. One time I served shrimp to the generals at Fort Warren, he added. Don and Sharon have been part of some remarkable events. We went on wagon trains in California and Wyoming, Meyer said. One trip was 22 days long. Their largest event was putting on a 1,000-person pancake feed for a nursing home facility in Loveland, Colorado. Another trip was a 10-day trek to the infamous Hole in the Wall in the remote mountains of Wyoming, where Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid used to hide out. The woman who arranged the trip wanted to celebrate with steaks and salad on the trip's last day, but in that region there were no stores and no refrigeration. We had to get a generator and a freezer to keep the supplies frozen until the last day of the trip, Meyer said. Meyer continues to build things. I built a double-line smoker and 2 corn roasters. We like to do it, he said. Sharon enjoys teaching about chuck wagons and the old western lifestyle. We've met people from all over the world, and we've made wonderful friends, Sharon said. It's great to find this resource in a rural community such as Carlton, Kansas, population 40 people. Now that's rural. For more information, contact Don or Sharon at 785-949-2230. That's 785-949-2230. It's time to leave the movie location where Don Meyer was feeding hundreds of cast members from his specially equipped chuck wagon. We salute Don and Sharon Meyer for making a difference with their creative handiwork and appreciation of history. Wagons ho! For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.